Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Hurricane Sally has made landfall along Alabama's Gulf Coast. The powerful Category 2 storm is packing winds of 105 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Falcon says the slow-moving system could produce life-threatening storm surge as it makes its way inland.
There's going to be widespread moderate to major river flooding, significant flash and urban flooding, as well as widespread minor to moderate river flooding, is likely to spread inland across portions of Alabama into central Georgia.
More than 50,000 homes and businesses are without electricity in Alabama. Widespread flooding has forced the closure of many roadways and bridges near Mobile. A congressional investigation has found that failures at both Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration were instrumental in causing a chain of errors that led to crashes of two 737 MAX jets in Indonesia and Ethiopia. NPR's David Schaefer reports the House Transportation Committee is expected to release the findings from its 18-month-long inquiry today.
The investigative report documents a litany of problems in Boeing's design of the 737 MAX, citing what it calls a disturbing pattern of technical miscalculations and troubling management misjudgments. The report also calls the FAA's oversight grossly insufficient, finding numerous oversight lapses and accountability gaps. Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio.
This is a tragedy that never should have happened. It could have been prevented. And we're going to take steps in our legislation to see that it never happens again as we reform the system.
DeFazio's committee is drafting legislation to overhaul the way planes are certified. A Senate committee could pass similar legislation today. David Schaefer, NPR News.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris met with emergency crews in central California yesterday as more than two dozen major wildfires burned across the state. Alex Hall from member station KQED reports Harris made a stop near Fresno, where the massive Creek Fire has scorched more than 200,000 acres.
Harris was joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom at an elementary school in one of the areas recently damaged by the Creek Fire. As ash fell from the sky, Harris spoke about the health impacts of climate change while standing in front of a playground that had melted when the blaze moved through.
So when we are talking about the climate crisis, we are talking about a public health crisis in terms of clean air, the potential or not for clean water.
Demonstrators gathered at nearly every location Harris and Newsom visited, many waving Trump 2020 flags. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hall.
This is NPR News in Washington. Lawmakers in Japan have voted to confirm a new prime minister. Yoshihide Suga succeeds Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's stepping down due to health reasons. Suga says his top priorities will be fighting the coronavirus and taking steps to boost the nation's economy amid the pandemic. The UN estimates that at least 24 million children around the world could end up dropping out of school because of the coronavirus. NPR's Maria Godoy says the UN is urging countries to make the reopening of schools a top priority.
At the height of the pandemic, 192 countries closed down schools, leaving 1.6 billion children without access to in-person learning, according to UNICEF. Even now, UNICEF says half of the world's students, some 870 million children, are unable to return to school. And that can leave children more vulnerable to physical and emotional violence, mental health issues, and child labor. Given these potentially devastating effects, the World Health Organization says school closures should be a last resort, and only in areas where there is intense local transmission. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
The number of coronavirus cases in India has surpassed 5 million. The country's public health ministry has confirmed more than 90,000 new infections within the past 24 hours. India has the world's second largest caseload behind the United States, adding more than a million cases this month alone. More than 82,000 people have died there from COVID-19. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.